So what did Loren not do that someone I know told me you broke the Jeep code, Loren?
I don't know. You know, I'm still getting used to Jeep etiquette. I've only had my Jeep for like 3 months.
Were you by the Arboretum on Saturday at all? Like, he said he saw you.
No, I didn't even have my car on Saturday.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't you.
My car was still here at the station because I Ubered home.
Oh, okay.
On no, Friday night.
This person said around 2:30 there at the Arboretum, and they know what kind of car you drive, and they said that they saw Loren, and they saw the baby in the back, too.
Oh. Are you sure it was Saturday and not Sunday?
Who knows?
No, it was Saturday.
Okay. It was Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, but even if this wasn't you, we still can get to the bottom of whether or not you would do this.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what all Jeep owners are supposed to do when they see each other.
Yes.
What?
We're supposed to wave at each other.
No, flash.
No.
Oh, wait, maybe it is wave.
No. Flash of your lights?
Flash of your lights and honk at your horns, yeah. No, yes, you are supposed to wave when you see another Jeep. Do you partake in that?
So, I have and I have not. I've been burned a couple times where I've waved and the other person did not wave back. So then I'm like, well, maybe this isn't a universal thing. So then I stopped. And then I've had people wave at me. Then I'm like, do I wave? You know?
Yeah.
But one of our receptionists at the front desk also has a Jeep. And I've seen her coming in, I guess, coming in as I was going out. And I've waved to her, and she didn't wave back.
Ooh.
So then that really threw me for a loop. But then she stopped me later on and said, I'm sorry, you just caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody's trying to wave when they're coming into work.
I love how, yeah, I know.
Show off, you're leaving.
Double waves when you leave.
It must be, she was like, must be nice to be leaving, Loren.
At 10:15.
Yeah, Jeep owners are really proud about their Jeeps.
Yeah.
They really are.
I think when I had my Avalanche, though, my Chevy Avalanche, I waved to other Avalanche
people.
That's a thing?
I think so.
Ain't nobody in four Tauruses waving at each other.
I've had people stop me at gas stations and, like, have a whole conversation with me just
about
based
your Jeep.
On the Jeep.
Yeah.
In another Jeep.
Jeep community.
Mm-hmm. They're so proud. And, you know, there's Jeep meetups. Did you know about that?
Oh, I bet.
So, like, when I went to Speedway on Lights up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway during Christmas time, it was about 20 Jeeps that all drove through the Speedway with lights together.
That's
oh,
cool.
Wow.
Yeah, people were, like, out on the roof of their Jeeps.
They pre-met somewhere?
Yeah, and then they all rode through Speedway on lights
together. You can get in on that, Loren.
Yeah, I knew. I do. I need a Jeep community.
Yeah, you need a gang to run with.
Like, but like, Jeeps are acceptable, and motorcycles are acceptable to do that. But, like, could you imagine, like, if a team of Honda Civics, you know what I mean, or, like, my Ford Taurus, like, all gathered together somewhere?
Well, like, you laugh about the Civics, but, I mean, there's these people, like, they pimp out their cars,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, they make
theirs
into, like, little racer things.
Right.
Yeah.
How much nitrous oxide you got in your Civic? Two tanks. All right, you're in.
You're in.
Boat drivers also wave at each other.
Yes.
Motorcycle people wave at each other.
I think the boat thing, though, is about safety, right? Like, I see you kind of thing.
No, I don't think so. Started, I think, no? Like, you just wave to other. Think what? About it. When you're on Lake Norman and you drive past someone, you give a wave.
Of course. But I think it's grown into, like, a community thing where I think at first it was like a, hey, I see you. So I don't run into you kind of thing.
Did we miss any? Because I want to make sure we cover all the waves. 704-570-9595. Aren't you curious, though? Like, did dump truck drivers or garbage drivers wave at each other? Like if you're a garbage truck?
I'm sure they do. Cops, firefighters.
Yeah.
What's other vehicles?
Oh, you know what? It's so funny that we're talking about this. I just thought of this.
What?
The other day, I pulled up at a traffic light. And you know the Sunbelt rental trucks that drive around and they deliver equipment? So I was next to one, and one was coming. And I'm like, oh, these two definitely know each other. And I looked at the guy to my right who was stopped at the red light. He didn't wave to the guy.
Oh, burn.
So the company's that big where they don't even all know each other.
Right?
Huh.
Like, I wonder if, like, you're a competing cement mixer truck. Do you wave to the other cement mixers? I got to know, Loren. What's the waving etiquette? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls. Plus, we're going to tell you about Sam Smith next. Oh, no,
Groups Kiss 95.1.
There seems to be these unwritten rules when it comes to driving that if you're part of a certain club or you're part of if you drive a certain car or you have a certain occupation, you got to acknowledge the people in the similar car or industry or whatever it is.
The obligatory wave.
You know, and it started out with Lauren and her Jeep, and you're supposed to evidently wave at other Jeeps because Jeep owners are very proud.
My friend said, I saw Lauren at the Arboretum. I waved to her, and she didn't wave back. I said, are you sure it's Lauren? White Jeep, yes. Baby in the back, yes. And like he's like, I know what you look like, but you were at the stop sign and you didn't wave. I go, that's likely.
Yeah. She's probably preoccupied.
No, when it turns out it wasn't even you.
Let's bring in
Kaylin.
Kaylin in Morganton. Kaylin, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well.
We're great because we're talking about something as ridiculous as waving to people, but it's funny to me.
It is funny, actually. It's very funny. I actually have a really good friend who he just recently got a Jeep Wrangler, and usually he does not wave unless other people wave at him first, and then he just kind of does it as a courtesy thing. But for the past 2 weekends, we've kind of been driving around with the top off and the doors off because it's been beautiful. So we decided that we were just going to go over the top with it. So when we see other people in Jeeps, our hands go up through the top of the Jeep, and we stick our feet out of the window or out of the doors, and we're waving like crazy. A lot of times people do not wave back.
Yours is a whole body thing.
Yeah, it's so over the top.
Thanks, yeah. Kaylin. That's awesome. Oh, this is interesting.
Lisa and Charlotte, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello. So what's the other people in the driving world? What waving rules are to be followed?
So my fiance's got a lifted truck, and the first, few times that we were out riding around in it, other people were, waving at him and their lifted trucks, and I was like, oh, those people? And he was like, nope, not a clue.
It's the lifted truck community waving to each other. That's awesome.
They're proud.
Thanks, Lisa. You got to hit that one.
Hang on.
We got to talk to Paula.
All right, this is Paula and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning.
All right, so you drive for FedEx.
Correct.
Okay, do you only wave to other FedEx delivery drivers, or do you cover all of them?
No, I wave at other UPS drivers or mail carriers or even the Amazon drivers.
Ah.
Whoa.
I figured that's like your competitor. You're trying to spike their tires or pop their tires or yell at them or something.
At least in our heads.
Yeah.
And even the UPS driver that drives in my area, for a long time, he wouldn't wave back at me. So I got over-exaggerated with my waves. I would hang out and really, really wave hard at him until he started waving back at me.
You made it your personal mission to make him wave back.
Yes, I did.
That's so awesome. Funny. Thanks, Paula. Sometimes we'll have meetings after the show, all right, what do you want to hit on tomorrow? And usually it's a lot of personal stuff, and we have to talk the person into bringing it on the air. Lauren's life half the time. She's like, I don't know if I want to talk. We're like, you want to talk about it. Trust us. This is ridiculous, but it's hilarious to me, the waving culture.
This is Aaron in somewhere in North Carolina. Aaron, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, if we could wave to Aaron, we're doing it now, buddy.
Yep. What's going on? I'm waving back.
What do you got?
Man, I used to work for a construction and landscaping company. It's my uncle's company. And he had this really big 5500 Ford dump truck. And I don't know if it was, if it's like a thing, but I know every single person that works in any field that drives a truck used to wave, dude. And I had some people that definitely went the extra mile to get that across,
So now what we're learning, Aaron and Roy and Loren, is if you don't wave back, it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
It becomes a thing. I remember this one guy waved at me. He was pulling out. He was pulling out of the gas station, and he literally pulled back in his spot and got out and started asking me a question about my truck. It's not mine. It's my uncle's. So I'm sitting here like, oh, God. Like, what,
Yeah.
Do I sit here and hold the conversation? Or?
No, that's awesome.
Do I just go?
Thanks, bud.
Well, our live chat on Facebook is saying Mustang owners do it, Volkswagen owners do it. They all wave at each other, too.
There's really proud car groups, But I don't see people driving Volvos. I don't see people driving Volvos waving at each other.
Yeah. I drive a GMC Canyon, a mini pickup truck, and I'm going to start doing it. You know why? It's just doesn't it put a smile on your face?
Yeah, it does.
Like, aren't we all a little nicer when
we wouldn't, especially, no, especially if they don't wave back.
You're so antisocial.
Yeah, I'd be screw you then.
You know, I think if your windows were up, I would be less likely to wave. But now that I'm in a Jeep, I have to get used to that.
Yeah.
You know?
I count how many people you wave to today, and let's get that number tomorrow, right, Lorraine.
Amy and Davidson, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, morning, y'all.
Morning.
So my husband is a paramedic, and he waves to everyone, police officers, other ambulances, fire trucks, everybody, even if he's in his, like, personal vehicle. It's just a habit. It's so funny to watch.
Do they wave back?
They do, yeah. It's like a thing. Because he also, on his personal truck, he's got the thin red line, like, front license plate.
Oh, okay.
And
so people
all
know.
Sort of, like, catch each other out. Yeah, it's really, it's so funny. He does it without even realizing it now.
Wow. Awesome.
You know, I remember back when I was a police cadet, we were doing radar, and some guy waved at the police officer. He was speeding. So the officer, like, pulled him over. But that guy, like, saw the cop wave. Nice to see you.
Yeah, why'd you pull me over? I waved at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, like, there's a communication between truck drivers that my dad taught me.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I think it's just common courtesy, really, with anyone. But I've noticed, especially with truck drivers, if they're trying to get over into your lane, flash your lights.
Yeah, to let them know.
You give them the okay that you've got
give
enough clearance.
Give them the okay,
yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard for them to tell. And then they will flash their lights at you. The whole communication.
I wonder if pilots do it. Like, my dad was an airline pilot.
How do you wave at a pilot?
I don't know. Like, if you're taxiing and
okay.
You see, I mean, if you're taxiing and you see, like, another pilot, even if they're not American here in Charlotte, you know, like a Southwestern guy, do you wave?
I just assume you can't. Well, I guess if you're taxiing, you're on the ground, you're fine. But not in the air. You can't see each other in the air.
I asked my dad, too, in 35 years of flying.
If you're close enough, I'm concerned.
In 35 years of flying, in the air.
Yeah.
35 years of flying, I asked my dad if he ever, like, heard a friend, because he had friends that flew. I'm like, were you ever in, like, San Diego and you hear your friend on the you know, air traffic control thing and you go, hey, what's up, bud? You know, it's Vince.
Yeah.
He goes, no, cool. Never. Never heard my friends.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of airplanes.
I know. But come on. Pilots, where are you at?
Kayla and Boone, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
What would you like to say?
So it has nothing to do with, like, the type of vehicle that you drive, but the road that I live on, we all do this one thing, and you take, and if you're driving, you take your pointer finger and you just wave with your pointer finger. So the road that I live on is called Flat Ridge, so we call it the Flat Ridge Finger.
The Flat Ridge Finger.
That's funny.
And it's the index finger.
Yes, your pointer finger.
And you point it at the person when you drive past someone?
It's not the other finger. It's the good finger.
Oh, you're up in Boone. I was going to say, Roy, let's go travel it. I'll drive past you and let's do it.
Okay. No, flat ridge finger.
Thanks, Kayla. Be cognizant of this. Be nice to everyone. Somebody sent a tweet. Who was this? We got to give him credit. Michael sent a tweet to @TheMRLShow, and it's a shirt. And it's a Jeep, and it says, wave, damn it.
I need that
I'm
shirt.
I'm getting that for Lorraine.
That's like the two-finger wave, though. Like, look at that hand.
On the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What's your wave move?
I don't know. I guess just the wrist.
Parade
style? Not the pageant
queen
wave.
Style?
Not Boo! The pageant wave.
Hello.
I like the wave, the point wave.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you. Hey.
How you doing? That's what
I'm going to be obnoxious with my wave now, I think.
I'm not waving at anyone. Again, I drive a Ford Taurus. I'm just going to drive and ignore the world.
Hey, Roy, you got to start it. Change starts with you, buddy.
Every time I see any Ford, I'm like, hey, what's up, bud?
Change starts with you. I almost want to make today, like, just scrap everything on today's show and just make it this. Like, should we send Lorraine out and see how many people she gets to wave back?
No one's going to wave at her.
Why don't you go take her car? Will you let me drive?
No, she ain't
going to
let you drive.
Last time you drove, you stole my truck, and we ended up somewhere around the airport.
Sounds so sketchy.
It does, because that's exactly what happened.
Will you go out and see how many people will wave to you?
Yeah, if you want me to.
You want to do that, Roy?
Yeah, we can.
Would that be funny? I don't know. Planning the show live now.
I don't know. I don't know, because all we're going to hear is her driving going,
yeah.
No, or yeah.
No, yeah, maybe. How about I just do it after the show today and I come back and report tomorrow?
It'd be different if they were honking the horn where we could hear them honk at her. I think her just, it might not sound great. Good video, though. We could send
a whole camera crew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like today's like should be a throwaway day. What did you guys do on the show today? Loren drove around in a Jeep and people waved at it.
People waved at it.
It's not Friday. It's Monday.
By the way, someone sent a message that says pilots don't wave to each other when they're on the taxiways, but they have lights that can be flicked on and off.
Okay.
Oh,
this
like
way
the
they say
drivers.
Hi to each other. Yeah.
Well, we try to figure out if we're going to send Loren or not. We do still have a big show planned for you. We have your chance to go in to our Sam Smith suite. So we have a suite at the Spectrum Center. Sam Smith has come to town. We want to get you tickets into our suite. All you have to do is listen at 8 a.m. for the Sam Smith song. When you hear it, be calling number 9, and you get in for that.
Plus, you can keep the conversation going at the MRL show. Loren, you do have the dirty on the 30 for us. That you're good at. I'll wave to you during that segment.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think we've got all the kinks worked out for the new Jay-Z and Beyonce song, so we'll have that for you.
Chris said diesel vehicles with diesel
how
wave
would
at
you
each
know?
Other. Yeah, how would you know that? I don't believe that. I think someone's lying to us.
Lies.
Diesel trucks wave at each other?
What are you packing? I'm electric. Electric cars definitely wave at each other.
And I bet like Teslas because they're super elite.
You know, the Lime bikes and the scooters are all over the city now. Do you have to wave at someone if you like pass someone on a scooter?
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, we just complicated the world.
But if you're walking on a sidewalk, do you not say hello to this person that you're crossing?
What?
If Patrick and I
are walking on the sidewalk and he's coming towards me, you wouldn't say hello to that person? Really?
I mean, if I stopped and said hello to everyone, I'd never get through my day.
Yeah, but you don't see that many people when you're walking.
Where? In my neighborhood?
Yeah, like anywhere. Oh, I mean, unless
in
you're
in my neighborhood,
uptown.
Yeah, but if I'm uptown on the light rail path, I'm not saying hi to everybody.
But if walkers have a community, yeah, I see what your point you're getting at with the Lime bikes.
But everybody has their headphones in anyway. Nobody makes eye contact with you anymore.
That's true.
All right. If you see Loren in her Jeep today, wave at her, damn it. We're going to keep track. Amy Roy.